sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge and lift that bale, we gets a little drunk and we lands in jail.
I get weary and sick of crying. I'm tired of living and scared.
Mr. Paul Robeson, born in Princeton, New Jersey on April 9, 1898, the son of an ex-slave, Paul Robeson became a world-renowned scholar, actor, athlete, and singer. At the pinnacle of his artistic career in the 1940s, Robeson turned his attention to human rights, becoming an eloquent, often controversial spokesperson against racism and discrimination. This Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m., Kevin Maynard's Paul Robeson Remembered will be at the NJ Pack Victoria Theater. Kevin Maynard is a leading American bass who has won acclaim for his performance at the Metropolitan Opera and New York City Opera, and he presents the words and songs of legendary American artist Paul Robeson with Paul Robeson Remembered. It's already been a hit on both the stage and on CD, and according to Classical Net, the resemblance between the voices of Maynard and Robeson is almost uncanny, but Kevin Maynard is a true singing artist in his own right. This program of inspiring words and music is built on Robeson's strategic choice of repertoire, all performed by leading American bass Kevin Maynard, whose compelling performances have been acclaimed at the Metropolitan Opera, New York City Opera, New Jersey State Opera, and with many of the nation's top symphony orchestras. And you can get tickets or more information by logging on to njpack.org. And you can call 1-888-GO-NJ-PACK or visit the box office at 1 Center Street in downtown Newark. And good morning, Kevin Maynard.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Ooh, listen to that voice. Listen to those pipes. And it's only 10:20 in the morning. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us this morning, Kevin. Tell us about this show and how it came to be.
Well, this is a thematic recital, of which I've developed, though I would imagine somewhere near 20 of them, on various subject matter, and one of the first ones that I developed on Paul Robeson, and it uses the repertoire of Paul Robeson, some of the great songs, like you just heard, Old Man River, Warsaw Ghetto, great spirituals like There's a Man Going Around Taking Names, Stand Still Jordan, Loch Lomond, Danny Boy, all kinds of songs like that. And interspersed throughout the evening are some speeches as well. And then sometimes, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that this particular time, but we will also use slides or film footage that happens in the middle of the show as well.
Huh.
But it's a very beautiful show in that it is very simple and very straightforward. And sort of like the way Robeson was, you know. He sang very beautifully these types of songs that were very immediate and reached people where they were. And then at the same time, he spoke about issues that were important to the country and the world. And this particular recital is just that.
So will there be biographical information so that we'll learn a lot more about Paul Robeson when we come to see Paul Robeson Remembered?
You will. In the program, there'll be some biographical things that will teach you about Robeson. But you will learn a lot about him by the repertoire that he chose, because he would choose things that actually would speak to people about issues that were going on in that particular day and time. And he would choose music that was universal in its approach to solving problems. Attitude of the music is very important to Robeson. And in this recital, I've tried to show just that. And these speeches that I have chosen will represent not only the time, but will give you an idea of how similar those times in which he strode on the scene are very similar to what we're going through today. And Robeson was a man who cared about people all over the world, and particularly his people. But he was not shy in speaking about what was happening in Spain or what was going on in Russia or what was happening in New Zealand. And so this made him, this endeared him to so many people because he was so sensitive to the workers and to those people who were disenfranchised and the poor and particularly black people and their struggles and whatnot. He tried to show the world, he tried to draw correlations, if you will, between what was happening in the world in certain places and what was happening to his own people here in the United States.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery speaking with Kevin Maynor about his show, Paul Robeson Remembered. Did Paul Robeson get in trouble for his outspoken views? It was certainly not the time to be an outspoken black man.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was accused of being an un-American, if you will, and being a part of the Communist Party and this type of thing. But he never said that he was a member of any particular party. And he often would say that if he had to choose a political party, he might well choose the Communist Party because he never had anything to do with Republicans or Democrats, but that he was not a member of the Communist Party. But he was grilled by the Senate at one particular time in his life, and he was accused of not caring about his country, which was absolutely ridiculous. And even today, and sometimes in some places, you know, there are people who wonder about Paul Robeson even today.
Wonder what?
They wonder if he was truly loyal to his country.
Okay, and why are you saying that, Kevin? What do you mean by
people wonder about him today?
That's nothing I've ever heard.
Yeah, there are people who are still wondering whether or not Paul Robeson was an American, if you will. And his name still suffers in many places. You know, there are people who are not really ready to recognize the magnificence of Paul Robeson. I must say, in a community like where I'm living now in Newark, people are very much aware of him. And they remember, especially the very old ones, like at the church and at our churches and so forth,
uh-huh.
They remember what he used to do in the community and how he used to stand up before them. They remember his voice. And his voice and the types of songs that he would choose, the spirituals, and the way he would change the words sometimes, you know, to apply to the struggle of people and what they were going through in his day and time, in their day and time. And they see the relevancy of Paul Robeson. But still, you know, some people are not really ready to recognize him like he really deserves to be.
Well, you know, I think that we really don't know enough about Paul Robeson, so it's really great that you are taking a show like Paul Robeson Remembered and performing it around the country and on the 3rd of November on Sunday at 3 p.m. And it's interesting to me that we don't know as much about him as we should.
Yes.
Because he was breaking ground long before many other, even Louis Armstrong. I mean, he was before many of the people who are given credit for breaking ground.
That's right, Lisa.
For African Americans.
You know, I think in 1998, when they had the great 100th year celebratory, if you will,
mm-hmm.
And I remember being at the New York Historical Society and walking around the halls of that wonderful place and looking at all of these photographs. I could not believe that any man on earth in those days and times, without Facebook and Twitter and all of that, could be known everywhere.
Hmm.
He was with everyone.
Hmm.
It was unbelievable to me. I mean, I knew how huge he was, But I could not believe that he was with all of these different figures everywhere. And no matter where I have gone, and I've been to some 33 countries, which is absolutely nothing to where he's been. And but I, there's been no place that I've ever gone where someone hasn't said to me, "Oh yes, Robeson was here."
Really?
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
That's amazing.
I mean, I did the Auckland Festival, which is in New Zealand, mm-hmm. in Auckland, A-U-C-K-L-A-N-D, back in, 2005, I guess it was. And I was doing an interview on radio, and they mentioned to me that Paul Robeson had been there. And I just couldn't believe it. I said, "Is that right? I didn't know that." So I called Paul Robeson Jr. at that time, and he did not know it either. And it was... I just recently heard from Susan that she did know, but I know for a fact that when I talked to him back in 2005, he wasn't aware of it either.
And
it
who's
just
Susan?
Goes to show you. Huh?
Who's Susan?
I'm sorry.
You said...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Susan is his granddaughter.
Okay.
It's Paul Robeson's granddaughter. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No, that's great.
Yeah. And it was very interesting to me. I know... There are many places that I have been in the world and things that I have done that my children will not know about. There's just no time to explain them, mm-hmm. explain to them all of the different kinds of things that I've done or places that I've been or people that I have met. So, I mean, but it was just amazing to me how many people knew of Robeson, especially when you go away, you go overseas. I mean, this is the person that they know.
Wow.
Very cool.
It's
pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Kevin. We really appreciate your making time for us today here on Anything Goes, and congratulations in putting together Paul Robeson Remembered, and obviously it's a subject that needs greater exposure so that we can become more familiar with the extraordinary person that Paul Robeson was and not just associate him with the songs that he sang and with Showboat.
Yes.
Well, right?
I mean, indeed.
And we're going to be giving you guys a chance to win tickets to see Kevin Maynor in Paul Robeson Remembered. But if you would like to snag yourself some tickets, you can call 1-888-GO-NJ-PAC or visit the box office at 1 Center Street in downtown Newark. Or, of course, get linked on my contest page at anythinggoesradio.com to njpac.org. Thank you so much, Kevin. Have a wonderful show on Sunday, and thanks again for making time for us here on Anything Goes.
Thank you so much, Lee.
Bye-bye. Be well.
And
nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too. Bye-bye.
Swing low, sweet chariot, come in to carry me home. Swing low, chariot, come in for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come in for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Come in for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Come in for to carry me.
If you would like a pair of tickets to Paul Robeson Remembered at NJPAC this Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m., I'll take a caller at random at 201-692-2012. That's 201-692-2012.
Swing low, sweet chariot, come in for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, come in for to carry me home. Tell all of my friends I'm coming to. Come in for
gonna carry me.
It's called the New Orleans Tango. I said as she looked around, but we don't need any dance floor. All we need is the ground. She put her hand inside my hand. She followed me by my feet. It was just her and I now, and the rhythm of the street. And then I looked into her eyes as we listened to the beat. I could feel her body rise in the cool New Orleans heat. And as that Creole music cried from the danced until the music died, breathless next to me. It's called the New Orleans Tango, she said as I looked around. I picked her up as she followed through the bayou back to town. Creole music.